Now, some climatologists are saying Hurricane Harvey was the heaviest rainfall in American history. It dumped almost 52 inches on parts of southeast Texas last month. Researchers at UW-Madison Space Science and Engineering Center crunched the numbers and concluded that Harvey was a 1,000-year flood event.
Shane Hubbard is an associate researcher in the center's Cooperative Institute for Meteorological Satellite Studies. Shane, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Well, put this in perspective for us. What does it mean when we say this was one in a 1,000-year flooding?
Well, we can also talk about this, about sort of the percent annual chance. And so that's a 0.1% annual chance of having an event like that in any given year. Mm-hmm. So we also, you can flip that around and say it's a 99.9% chance of not having it in a given year. So it's a very rare event.
And as I understand probability, that doesn't mean we've got 1,000 years till the next one. That we still have, I mean, it could happen next year.
You could have them in back-to-back years. I mean, you could have these things, although these are very rare events, you know, so, you know, but you might see a 100-year or 1% annual chance in back-to-back years. Those things do happen.
So. At what point do we start to say, wow, this is a bigger than a 1 in 1,000-year chance of this happening? It's becoming more probable.
More probable. Well, let's put it in perspective, I guess. If we think about what happened in Texas and move that to Wisconsin, if you drew a line from just west of Eau Claire to the border all the way to Green Bay, south to the Illinois border, that entire area in Texas would have been covered in 20 inches of rain or more. Mm-hmm. If you go from Vernon County to Ozaukee County and down, 30 inches or more. Columbia, Dane, Sauk, and Iowa counties would have had 40 inches of rain or more. So it was just a massive rainfall amount on a massive scale. So we're talking about probabilities that are very, very low.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, as one of the reasons we try to, I guess, rate these is to know, are things getting worse either naturally or because of climate change? How do we assess that?
So let me take that into two parts.
Sure.
First of all, we want to rate these things because it gives communities the ability to plan for future development, future construction, stormwater, where they're going to build. They need a value. They need to understand how much water it takes to do these things, and they need to start. Now, a community could say, well, you know, we think climate change is going to alter that value. And instead of planning for the 1% or 100-year storm event, we're going to go for the 500-year. But they need a baseline to plan for. Now, when we think about if these are getting more frequent, we look at research, and research is telling us that for some rainfall events, we're finding that those durations are shorter, and we're getting more rainfall out of those. So parts of the country are noticing a change in how we receive our rainfall.
And you've talked about how communities can plan, and the old way, I guess, is let's build those levees a little bit bigger. There are other ways of thinking about that now. What are communities looking at?
Oh, communities look at elevating structures, keeping structures out of the floodplain. There are things that you can do in your home also to keep the floodwaters out. Flood-resistant materials, again, building the foundation higher. There's also flood walls and temporary structures you can put in to keep the water away.
Now, we were hoping to be talking to you about one hurricane. Unfortunately, now we've got Hurricane Irma passing by Puerto Rico, I guess, this evening.
Yeah.
And you've studied flood impacts in Puerto Rico, among other places. What are they watching for there?
Yeah, the northern coastline of Puerto Rico has quite a lot of flooding potential. There's a lot of very low-lying areas. The stormwater systems are old and they're inadequate. There's a number of places, especially in San Juan, that only an inch of rain can produce 4 feet of flooding. So it's a tremendously high flood vulnerable area. I've got friends that have been texting me pictures and kind of communicating what they're seeing. They're seeing right now about 70 mile per hour winds and gusts that are a little bit higher.
And we were talking just before we came on the air, Irma's looking pretty strong.
Yeah, just recently, and within the last 2 hours, there was a reading of 195 miles per hour measured at the surface. Now, it's possible that reading doesn't hold, but if it does hold at 195, it would be the strongest hurricane in terms of wind speed ever in the Atlantic, Caribbean, or Gulf of Mexico, and would be one of the strongest anywhere in the globe.
And we're at another milestone. You were saying three hurricanes potentially?
Yeah, so there was a discussion earlier, but at the 5 p.m. Release that we may have three hurricanes in the Atlantic all at one time, one in the Gulf, and then two out in the Atlantic with Irma and Jose out there in the Atlantic.
That's not something we see every year. Happily.
Well, if you're going to see it, I think you're going to see it right about now. I mean, this is the peak of the hurricane season around September 10th, September 11th. So if you're going to have multiple tropical systems or multiple hurricanes, we generally would find that about right now.
Now, on the mainland United States, we're not expected, as I understand it, to see flooding like we saw in Houston. The storm's not going to park over Miami. So what are you watching for with flooding if this hits Florida?
Well, there's going to be a tremendous amount of rainfall. The one thing about Irma is it's been maintaining a pretty swift pace. The flooding, though, is going to be coming from the storm surge. When you're talking about Category 4 and Category 5 hurricanes making landfall in the United States, you're going to be really concerned about 18-foot, 20-foot, 25-foot wow. storm surges along that coastline. So the flooding is going to be rainfall on top of that storm surge.
Shane, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
That's Shane Hubbard, Associate Researcher, UW-Madison Space Science and Engineering Center. He's been analyzing flooding from Hurricane Harvey and other events.